You are now live. What's up, you guys? It is the one and only Calda Music Diva. Where are all my divas at? We are podcasting live, Diva Talk Live. And we have another special guest today. Her name is Emily. She is an actress, theatrical artist. My fave. What's up, you guys? Hope you guys have been staying updated on everything I've been doing. Let me get my headphones, because the headphones is needed. What up, Wayne? And wait, as you guys all know, the actual TV show, Diva Talk, what up? You guys already know Diva Talk. The TV show is on Tubi now, so that's cool. You know what I'm saying? Run up them views. Them streaming views. You feel me? Man, I just want to give a shout out to everyone who tunes in to everything that I do. I got an event coming up this Saturday, June 10th. At Astro Park with Man to Man Organization. It's called the Human Nation. It's a family event. All the parents and kids. We got hella artists that'll be performing. We have So Vicious. We have Nene Hart. We have Vinyl Baby. We have ITC. We have DJ. DJ Danny Stokes. Damn, who else we got? We got a lot of people. But I'm just waiting for my girl Emily to log online. And I gotta use these headphones because I'm out and about right now. Hey, Tamisha, we go way back since MySpace days. Does MySpace still exist? Hey. Yes. Dude, does MySpace still exist? Chef Ooh-wee, what is up? Oh my God, I had that delicious macaroni at Torch. And let me tell you something about Chef Ooh-wee. He hooked it up. I had a couple scoops of macaroni and I had to cut out because after I eat, I'm ready to go to sleep. Especially after Chef Ooh-wee's cooking. Best macaroni. So fucking good. That was some good ass macaroni. And I'm a macaroni lover. What do you expect? Miss Meesh, you're going to have to come to the event this Saturday. And then Sunday we have an event At Frisco Cella in San Francisco at the Midway, 900 Main Street, San Francisco. Shout out to Dream Team, who pretty much organized everything. That's my girl, Danielle Davis. And I don't go live often, and the reason why is because I want you guys to miss me. I want y'all to miss this bitch. No, I'm just kidding. I know you guys miss me already. But, yeah. We need to get it cracking. Alright, let me get her in. So today's discussion is going to be about theatrical arts. And we're going to talk about how you balance being an actress, being an entertainer, but still working a 9-to-5, still having a family, still having to put food on the table for your kids, a roof over their head, clothes on their back, we're going to discuss all that, because I think as artists, you guys have to know that we live regular lives too. And there's a lot of artists out there that are not necessarily starving artists, but just artists who still have to work because they have to invest in their artistry. And let me tell you guys something, like, when it comes to being a recording artist, actress, being in the fashion industry, it's no joke. You have to invest in yourself. If you don't invest in yourself, then you don't have a passion for what you do. And I'm not talking about just a couple $1,000, whatever. You have to invest in yourself. Okay? So we're going to discuss all that. What's up? I'm just fat. Well, that should be my user handle, because I gained a couple pounds these past few months. Shoot, at first I was losing hella weight. All right, there she is. Emily, let's bring you in, sweetheart. Just sent you a request, Emily, so now just press accept and you could join Diva Talk Live. Yes, Chef Louis. Mac and cheese. Shoot, can I get some mac and cheese delivered to me? I can use some of that right now. And some of that fried chicken. Hello, my moms. My moms is on here on live. Hello, moms. Always got a shout out to moms. She's watching every move I make. But people ask me all the time, like, how do you do what you do? And we have Emily.
Hi,
you guys. We have actress Emily. How are you, sweetheart?
I am doing really well, thank you. How are you doing?
I am pretty good. It's so glad to see your beautiful face again.
You too. So good to see you.
Yes, and pronounce your last name for me, because I didn't want to butcher it.
All good. It's Kaishian.
Kaishian.
Yeah, beautiful. Perfect.
Oh, that is beautiful. Oh my gosh. What's your ethnicity? What's your background?
I'm Armenian. Armenian from Turkey, and then also Jewish.
Jewish. Okay.
Two completely separate places.
All right. Well, it made a beautiful woman, a talented actress.
So sweet. You're so sweet. It's good to see you.
Yes, it's good.
Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, Yep. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let's get started. So, yes, we have Emily here with us on Diva Talk Live, and we're here to discuss the theater life, the arts life. You know, how do we approach scripts when we first receive them, how often we're able to practice and retain the information that we receive. So I met Emily through Tanika Baptiste for Crumbs from the Table of Joy.
Yes.
So go ahead, tell us more about yourself and what's going on.
Well, we just opened last weekend.
I saw.
Great opening. It was amazing. We had a great audience. They were right there with us. And really, it was a great show. So, I just feel like approaching a script is like, it's like you have to start by reading it, you know? And I have a lot that I use too, like, one of my friends actually just wrote a book, her name is Laura Waith, and she wrote a book about breaking down your script and kind of how to approach it. It's nice to have different ways, different people of how I feel like, you know, on who you're working with. So what about you?
Yeah. No, definitely. I know I couldn't participate in this play,
you're doing fabulous things.
Yeah. And I really wanted to join you guys because you guys are like phenomenal actors, and to memorize all of those lines in such a short period of time.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And it's, you know, and we all have our tricks and tips and things that we do and things we use. And I have apps that I use too that help so much with learning lines and, you know, knowing and all that stuff. And then I had that crazy German accent on top of it. So
yeah. So where you had to take dialect classes, right?
Well,
is that the right?
I don't know why I have a German accent in my back pocket, but I kind of have one. And then we did have a dialect coach who helped us. So that was good. It was super helpful. But yeah, for some reason, there's certain accents that I have, and it doesn't make any sense because I'm not German. And I was like, I don't know what's going on here. But I found, you know, she was an interesting character to kind of take on. So I thought, oh, this should be interesting, you know, just like kind of, you know, thing. That was, you know, and then, the way I'm playing her, like German and Jew. As opposed to just a German lady, just kind of jive more with the story of my history. It's not really written script that way.
Right. No, but you killed it during rehearsal. And so it's like to be able to perform that live in front of an audience, a huge audience on top of that.
Yeah, and so what about you? What do you think about that process?
The process, since I'm not, what's the proper term to use? Theatrical artist?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah, okay. Like a theater artist, you know.
Theater artist, okay. Yeah, I was in Tanika's play last year called How Black Mothers Say I Love You. Oh my God, that was a struggle because I'd never been in a play before.
Oh, wow. You're kidding.
Yeah.
You were amazing.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it was a struggle for me, but you know, I pulled it off, and Tanika's just amazing. She really pulled the character out of me, you know?
Yeah. She is, I really appreciate her so much and her style of working, and it's so direct.
Yeah.
Direct and kind and reciprocal, whereas like I just, you know, like she can help mold us as actors. I really appreciate that about her.
Yeah
I love working with her.
she's amazing. Yeah. And again, I take my hat off to you guys because the script that she gave me, I was like, oh shoot. I was like, oh my God, I got quite a few monologues, like, you know, like.
Totally. Yeah. She's talking a lot. She's a huge part of that play. So I get it. It's a lot. It's a lot. But do you do film work as well?
Yeah. So I do film work. I do TV work. Yes. Obviously, I'm a music artist performing. And so, like, you know, I kind of scratched it off my bucket list as far as being in a play.
Good.
And I'm like, that was fun. You know, I'm like.
It is a totally different beast. It's a completely different experience. Because with a film, you have these moments where you can do chunks of text, or you can do a part of it, or you can film pieces, or if you're just talking to a live audience or whatever you're doing, like those are easier to kind of pick up, as opposed to like if you're in a play, like that thing's not stopping, like it just goes. Lose a line, you just make something up, whatever.
you
have a lot to say, you have to remember a lot, so it's a totally different beast of energy and, you know, all that. So
do you mainly do stage work, or are you doing film, TV?
I'm trying to do a little of everything because I really enjoy the theater, but it is exhausting and the time commitment is pretty intense and the pay is not great. And I love film. And so I try to do, even though we're in the Bay Area, there's not a lot of film here. I do try to do whatever I can. So like sometimes it's student films and sometimes they're paid student films, but they, and they're great. Like they're really trying to make art, or like they're working hard to make these stories. So I love that. And then I try and felt like I did a feature film last year. It was super fun about werewolves. And, yeah.
Oh my gosh, tell us more about that. Werewolves.
Ah. So it's coming out in the fall. It's coming fall. So fall 2023. And it's basically about this couple, and the man turns into a werewolf by mistake. And then he turns his wife into a werewolf by mistake. And then they kind of like figure out that actually this evil guy has an evil plot. And so they have to like try and take this guy down. So it was a really fun film to shoot, and we filmed it up in Petaluma. Never been up there before. Super cute town, and they like, we could just kind of like use that as our backdrop, and it was like just like a set, like a movie set, like these California towns, you know. So that was really fun. And then I've done several short films in the last couple of months of just like different interesting stories, you know, about, you know, there was one where this woman, her best friend is a taxidermied seagull. And I played that lady. And I was like, wow, this is
I bet when they present you the script and the concept, you're like,
Actually, I sought that out. I was like, oh, I want to play that lady. That lady. So it's been really interesting to kind of find those projects here. Even though we're so close to LA, it's still like not quite, you know, we still have to go down there. So I'm trying to audition more, but I also have two kids. So I'm still, and they're teenagers now, but it's still like, I gotta be around. I can't just leave to go to LA.
Yeah.
But, you know, do you have kids too?
Oh, no. No kids for me.
No judge. Like,
some people say I'm selfish, which I'm not, but I'm just kind of like, it's a commitment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's not about you anymore. It's about their well-being, their lifestyle, how you want to mold them as your child. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, and it's no joke. And it's like, you can't, and you want to do right by them. So it is really like, it's a big choice. And I have no, like, I have a hard time. Like, I wasn't like, oh, I have to have kids. Like, I was like, oh, I'll do this, you know, whatever. But like, it's a big deal. So like saying no is also a really good idea.
No.
Oh
my God. So like, how do you balance that out? Like having a family, having to read a lot of scripts, or you know, a lot of monologues at once, especially for this play. How do you balance that out?
I am, well, I'm sober now.
Okay.
So really helped. Thank you. It's been about 6 years actually. So that actually really helped me focus myself better, because I felt like it was so easy to kind of slip into like a, like another, I don't know, kind of like a lazy way of kind of me being like, well, I'm really good at drinking, so I might as well just drink, you know, whatever. but it really affects like how you memorize or how you focus during the day or whatever. So I felt like once I kind of got rid of that, I was like, oh, it's much easier to focus and really kind of plan things out better and whatever. So I feel like that was huge, but also just being committed. Committing to it, really. And being like, this is like, don't, you know, like, not to be embarrassed or not to be like, have self-doubt or whatever it is. It's just like, we're doing this, so we'll do it together, you know?
Right. And you make time for it. Like, if this is something you want to do, and say if you have a 9-to-5 and then you have a family, you're like, if I have to study the script over and over again at 2 a.m. in the morning till 7 a.m. in the morning or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, you make time for it.
Yeah. Mine's more drink. Yeah. I'm like, I have two creative worlds that I kind of balance, because I'm also a painter. So I paint. I'm a visual artist as well as a theater artist. So I or an you know.
Yeah. And
anyway, so it's like I have the two things that I'm kind of balancing out. So I feel like I do have more flexibility, at least during the day, to be like, mm-hmm. oh, okay, like I can focus on this. And then I have, you know, I've also committed to like a great workshop that I do through a school in LA called BGB. And so I mm-hmm. have a weekly workshop where we kind of like work together. It's all a bunch of working actors, and we all just kind of do scenes. We do some Meisner repetition, and we just kind of talk about, you know, and talk through kind of scenes and stuff. And that keeps things really fresh for me, too, and just kind of having mm-hmm. those moments with people and really connecting, even though it's through Zoom.
Sure.
It's still super connected. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah. Do you find it easier rehearsing with your fellow actors through Zoom, or is it easier in person?
It's probably always easier in person, but I still think we find like these moments still like through in the Zoom to, mm-hmm. to like really grab. I don't think I would rehearse a whole play. Although I take that back. I have done play during the pandemic. I did a couple of plays over Zoom mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. it was fun. It worked out. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? We made it work. Like we mm-hmm. were our own little stage managers on our computers, you know? mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So like, I'm like trying to manage myself, like whatever, and like getting, you know, coming in and out of scenes and, you know, you make it work. And I feel like I'm not too hung up in specific, like exact, like, oh, it has to be the perfect way. You know, mm-hmm. I think like I've let go of a lot of stuff. So at this point I'm like, we're telling a story, right?
Yeah,
and how is that story going to get told? If it's on the screen on a computer, or if it's on a big screen, or if it's whatever, you know, in a theater gets told. So mm-hmm. hopefully we'll still, you know, we have to just find these people who are going to support us.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. And they're out there, because one thing, like even when we were in the pandemic, like one thing, entertainment arts will never go away. We all need some outlet to something that's going to keep us sane, and entertainment does it.
Yeah, it's true. You know? It's true. And I wish more people kind of were like, oh yeah, I want to, you know, like I want to be part of that, or I want to like jump into that. Did you find mm-hmm. that with music? Like you were still making music over the pandemic?
Oh yeah. Well, I did a couple of projects and a couple of singles. But mainly I was doing live performances in a studio.
Nice.
And it was so cool. I was working with this organization called, what was it called? Shelter in Place. And what they would do is broadcast you live from your place performing, and they would broadcast it to the essential workers.
Oh, how cool. Cool.
Yeah. So it would be a concert series of different artists performing, and
wow.
they broadcast it, you know, in, you know, grocery stores, mm-hmm. hospitals, wherever there's an essential worker to, you know, give them a little bit of entertainment while they're taking care of us and trying to get business done. Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. That's super cool.
Yeah. So it's like, and then I was in I don't know if you're familiar with the Sacramento 48-Hour Film Festival.
Oh, yeah. I think I've heard of it. Yeah.
Yeah. I participated in a project with them, and everything, the challenge was create a 48-hour short film and do it through Zoom. Record yourself on Zoom, and the producer's going to piece everything together.
Oh, my God. And,
yeah. And, It turned out pretty good, you know what I mean, for what it was. Yeah. Like, whoa, if you can make a short film through the computer.
Right? In 48 hours.
In 48 Amazing. Hours. Yeah. So, also, too, I wanted to know, what kind of roles do you like to play? Or what kind of roles do you take on? Are you, like, really particular? Or is it kind of just like, hey, I'm trying to get my feet wet. Mm. You know, give it to me, wherever it comes.
I like quirky weirdos. I like quirky people, like people who are like a little bit like, you know, kind of interesting or like odd, or you're kind of like, you know, so there's like, you're not quite sure where they're going. I find that really interesting to sink my teeth into a character like that. Mm-hmm. And I feel like there's, like getting older, what I like is that you get out of that kind of ingenue hole where it's just like, just be cute, you know, and that's really boring.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's like I'm really trying to embrace those kind of quirky, interesting roles and trying to kind of really seek them out. Cause I feel like those, or like kind of the interesting offbeat ones are like, mm-hmm. I don't know, like odd cops. I don't know.
Okay. Like Reno 911. Kind of like. Yeah,
funny. That would be really fun. That would be a really fun show.
That's like right up your lane.
So like, I do love comedy. I like both comedy and drama. So I really I'm interested in doing either one of those and just kind of pulling out. But I really do think it does, like, there are just certain roles where you're like, oh, this is like so interesting. Like, I want to kind of get in this person's head, you know?
Yeah. Like, I forgot her name. She's a famous actress, but she's kind of like weird and quirky. Mm-hmm. You know who she is.
Like older, like old lady famous, like, or?
No, like, she was just at the Oscars a couple of years ago. She's kind of like weird when she talks. She's like, gosh, I can't remember her name off the top of my head. But
yeah,
I totally get it. And it's funny, like, as you continue to grow and brand yourself in the industry, you can be particular about what roles you take on.
Yeah, that's the hope.
What I am really impressed by is actors that take over iconic roles. Mm. Like Leonardo DiCaprio, Chadwick Boseman. You know what I mean? That take over roles where they have to play someone who was iconic. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Have you ever, because you said you go to LA, you have an organization in LA. Do you audition a lot in LA?
I do a little bit. Like, mm-hmm. I don't do a ton. It has to be, again, like the right project where mm-hmm. I'm like, I really need to, like, it's either going to be a couple days or it's going to be something where I can, like, kind of fit it into, like, something else because of the kids and, you know.
Yeah.
But I think as they get older, that will change, I hope. But I also am like, I don't know. I don't know if that's my goal or if the goal is just to, like, kind of just mess around here and see what happens, you know? Like, I'm not like, oh my God, I have to be famous. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm like,
right.
I just get like a couple of really great jobs up here and I'm really just enjoying myself. Like, I don't know if I need to, like, go, you know?
Yeah, no, you do this for the love, the passion.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that I've learned being this business, like, damn near my whole life. Like, if you want to do this, it doesn't matter if you're famous or if you make a lot of money. It's like, you're doing this for you. This is your outlet to express yourself.
Exactly. And also when it's like, you're like, oh, and I love what I do. And I love what I do. And I'm bringing it to people. And mm-hmm. like, 5 people love it or 10 people love it or whatever it is. Like, it's like, you're touching someone, you know, like, and there's plenty of people who get lots of people who like them that aren't very good. So I'm like, I don't know. That person's terrible. And a bunch of people think they're good. So maybe I'm okay.
Yeah. So true. Like, people really, you know, to do the whole LA thing, like, hey, I'm going to go to LA, live out of my car, and then, you know, wait tables and stuff like that. What do you think about aspiring actors who do that? Is that something?
Oh, I love it. I mean, I think it's amazing. If I was I have like lots of other lives that I'm planning to live in the future. Like, what, you know, like, so like in another life, yes, I would love to like move to LA, live out of my car and like audition constantly and just like try and make it and hustle, hustle, you know. I think that's amazing. And I think that there's, you know, it's also a lottery. And it's so hard to do it. It's so hard. And like the people who win it, and I'm putting those in air quotes, are like, you know, sometimes they have tons of connections and sometimes they don't. And sometimes it's like, you don't know how they got that job or whatever. So
yeah,
I feel like there's so much up in the air, but I do really admire the people who are just like out there doing it, getting it, like putting themselves out there. It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, no, totally.
And like,
yeah.
And for you, you've been singing your whole life.
I've been doing music, film, modeling my whole life. Like it's just something that I started doing when I was 5 years old and I never stopped.
Yeah.
And like, you know, hey, if I do become worldwide, then I do, you know,
yeah.
But if not, like, this is fun. I like doing it.
Yeah.
So do you have an agent or is that something that you're looking to?
I have a commercial agent here and there's some film projects come through them, but yeah, I have an agent here in the Bay Area. And,
I heard when it comes to San Francisco Bay Area, there's more documentaries and commercials rather than actual films being filmed out here, right?
Yeah. Like I said, like, I think it's just like, they're very micro, like small budgets. And I find a lot of things on Backstage. I don't know if you're on.
Yeah, Backstage is awesome.
Backstage
is
good. But Actors Access has been also good. So I feel like I search out for things there. And that's where I find a lot of the student films and those, like, you know, the smaller things that are happening here where it's like people are, you know, they're trying to make the work happen. So it's like you just have to find those people and really, you know, kind of hook in with them and get involved in whatever they're doing. But I do feel like it's an interesting area. Like there's a lot going on here in a lot of ways, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So all right. Did you grow up here?
Yeah, San Jose.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Mm. And then I relocated to Oakland.
Nice.
And I went to University of San Francisco.
Great school.
It was pretty cool. Like I was majoring in mass communications. Like, you know, I was thinking about going into journalism, being a news reporter.
You could be that. Totally.
Yeah, I know everyone always says that. I'm like, but like the thing is though, and same thing like with acting, it's, you know what I mean?
Boy, I missed that.
And I know it's a little glitch.
Yeah.
Like when you're like doing news reporting or acting, it's like they put you in a box and I don't want to be put in a box. Like I want to be able to say what I want to say, do what I want to do, wear any kind of hairstyle or whatever. And that's why like music, performing music for me, I get that outlet. But, you know, being an actor, it's like, no, you have to look like this. You have to dress like this. You have to do this and that. Like,
I think people must react to your voice though, because you could do a great, you could play a really good news reporter in a movie.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, and I have. I played a news reporter quite a few times. Yeah. Like,
so,
and I'll do it again.
That's the beauty of it. Is like the real thing is like kind of intense because it's like every day do it whatever. But then if you're just like, I'm gonna, you know, I'm just gonna play this person, and I don't have to do any of the stuff. Just pretend.
Right, and that's true too. That is true too. Like if you could just pretend and go through whatever that character is supposed to represent, you know what I mean? It's like, okay, this is a experience.
Yeah.
And it's totally learning.
Yeah.
And it's advancing you.
Totally. Totally. And then, you know, and it's really about, like when it works, it like it's so energizing and so fun. So like I worked on this film a couple weeks ago and it was just like the team was really great. And then like the cameraman was really great. But like, we could just like work together in these scenes to be like, how do we want to make this work? And what, you know, and he's like, this is what you need to do. And I'm just going to follow you. And it worked so well. And it was just, that's why we do this. It's amazing.
Yeah. When everyone works at, as a team and understands each other, that's what's going to make the best project.
And then we know it. Not the ones that are kind of a disaster, but it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. Hey, you're like, I'm already in it. I signed up for it. I'm in it.
I don't know.
Gosh. Well, yes, Emily, we got to get going, but I want you to say any last words, advice you would like to give to everyone.
Well, I really appreciate talking to you. It was awesome. I just say, like, keep, you know, putting yourself out there and pivoting. I think pivoting is, like, the ultimate. Do you know what I mean? Like, if, like, just be flexible in the world and, like, figure out where you fit and, like a little test. Don't get too up on doing one thing, you know, like, do a bunch, you know, like, what I would say to people.
That's cool. That's great advice. Because again, you know, you're not limiting your opportunities. You do have to expand and do play other roles or just do other things that you wouldn't normally do.
Yeah, exactly. In real life.
Yeah. Oh,
thank you. Talk to you. I really appreciate it.
Yes. Thank you so much. Yeah. Emily, we love you. And thank you so much for coming on, and we will be in touch, darling.
All right. See you soon.
All right. Have a great night. Bye.
Bye.